And that is the sound of a man who has been to the top of the pop music mountain, enjoyed its view, and is now jumping off the edge of said peak. Dan Auerbach is taking new musical risks with nothing to lose. He's the frontman for the Black Keys, but his new album, called Yours Dreamily, was made with his new band, The Arcs. Dan joins us now from studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks so much for being with us, Dan.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I called this your new band, but you've been making music with these people for a long time, right?
This is my new old band. Yeah, these are my old flames.
Tell me about these people.
These are people that I either met in the studio or were fans of the records that they made before I even met them, you know? So like Richard Swift, I met him 6 years ago. We made a record together and we've like been great friends and made music ever since. And Leon Michaels, so, you know, it's weird how it's all always been so connected.
And forgive the over-the-top metaphor in the intro that I read, but does any of that ring true to you? Do you feel like you are at a new point in your career where you don't necessarily have to prove anything to anyone anymore?
Well,
maybe you did.
Yeah, I never did, but I do feel like something's happening. I feel strange and excited and, you know, lots of beautiful metaphors.
What does that mean? You feel like something's happening? Or are you just...
No, I mean,
this
Arcs thing is starting, and making music on a stage is completely different from making in the studio. You know, it's almost like a different part of your brain. And so all of that is very exciting. All the unknowns, very exciting. Releasing music to people is all that unknown is exciting.
Let's play another track from the album. This one is called Everything You Do. Let's take a listen and we'll talk on the other side. There's a lot happening in that song. And when I first heard it, I wrote down the words creepy carnival, but I mean that like in a good way.
Okay. No, I take
that. I hope you take it that way. It's evocative. Can you unpack it for me? I mean,
there isn't necessarily a line of lyrical content that connects everything, but there is, from song to song, they're all little dreams, little dreamscapes that these characters live in. And, you know, that one's the creepy carnival landscape.
Did you have a dream like that?
I always have a dream like that. As soon as I close my eyes, that's what it sounds like.
Can you tell me about the band you brought in to do some backup vocals?
Yeah, well, Leon and I and Swift, we'd written a song called Pistol Made of Bones. And there was a little section that we thought would be cool to have a mariachi instrumentation happen. We got to New York City and we hired a mariachi band, thinking that, you know, some old timers were going to show up. And all of a sudden in walks eight, you know, mid-20s girls. And so it was an all-girl mariachi band.
2.0. Yeah.
And then they're just loud and like very huge personalities. We put them on the track, they killed it. We decided to try them on another. Same thing happened. We did another and another. And then I said, hey,
you guys...
You
want to join the band?
Yeah, and then I said, hey, can you guys sing? And they're like, of course we can sing. And then they just, you know, blow our minds. And so they end up singing on half the record. They sing. We've got solo vocals on the Chains of Love. And, you know, that's kind of the thing with this Arcs thing is just all of these things are so exciting and we're just keeping myself and keeping ourselves open to anything that could just walk through the door.
So the mariachi band is going on tour with you?
Mariachi band is going on tour. Yes. If you'd have told me a year ago that I'd be going on tour with the mariachi band, I would ask you for whatever it was you were smoking.
There's another track on here called The Arc. Is that just the name that worked for the band, so you named a track off of it, or which came
first?
The
song came first. But they're not really, it's not really related to the band name.
Is this a coincidence?
Other than being on our record. That makes sense, right?
Sure. What do you like about the image of an arc?
Well, I liked the arc of the story, especially this guy in this story. He was trying to get out of the business and he just had one more drop to make. And something happens at the end of the song. But thinking about your life, thinking about the arc, you know, of your own story. And you know, when every song that you write is it's kind of like a different journey.
There's a lot of different vibes on this album. This just feels like straight up, this is just like it's a narrative, but it's a rock song.
Yeah, it's a groover.
Yeah. You clearly are a collaborator. You've done it your whole career, but you did go in a different direction and make a solo album at what point? What's different about working with other people? What do you get to tap into that you didn't when you were doing your solo project?
Well, for me, making music with other people, the experience of trying to work things out as a group has always been the most satisfying. It always feels like it has so much more depth when you get all those minds together. Do you know what I mean? You're absolutely creating something out of nothing with sometimes perfect strangers.
Also, I imagine if you're working by yourself, does self-doubt creep in? I mean, there's not someone else in the room to be like, that is a bad idea.
When I made the solo record, I mean, I'm working with other people also.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was doing the songwriting. So this one, it was different. It's just a different experience, you know? And you have to be comfortable with taking criticism. And I'm completely comfortable with these guys throwing me criticism because I trust them and I respect what they do. And when you get into a groove in an environment like that, it just is like you're on the moon walking. Every step is like 10 feet.
Dan Auerbach, he is one half of the Black Keys. His new album with his band, The Arcs, is called Yours Dreamily. Thanks for talking with us, Dan.
Thanks so much.